Okay, this is about people on YouTube, and this is just like, I don't know, you get drawn in like it's a soap opera. Anyway, if you all ever followed the Mills family, Andrea Mills, which I did for a very long time until she passed away last year, which was sad. It was very fast, sudden, tragic. Anyway, her husband, Tom Mills, he is a character. Now, I realize that Andrea wasn't Mother of the Year, but she did the best she can. 9 kids. Come on. Seriously. With what you have. So, Tom, shortly after Andrea passed away, was already hounding and looking for the next wife. I mean, seriously, the woman wasn't even cold in the grave. So, he goes on and on and on. Well, finally, this year, this summer, he found somebody. He had found people previously. He didn't introduce them to the channel. Nobody ever got to see them. Or at least YouTube people didn't get to see them. And then he came up with April. So here's Tom Mills, April Cameron. So she's also a widow. Her husband had passed away also. And so they have this in common. But she lives in Idaho, and he lives in Wyoming. And supposedly, she found him on eHarmony, 12 hours away. And that she never knew anything about his YouTube channel, had never followed him or Andrea, blah, 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 blah. I call bullshit. I'm sorry. I think that hubby passed away, and probably before her husband passed away, but definitely after, you know, she's lonely. She's sad. She's bored. She goes to YouTube. And I think that she followed them. Or maybe she started following them about the time that Andrea had passed. Because YouTube was blown up with Tom on there every day. For the couple of days that, you know, he started. And then she was gone in like 2 or 3 days. Literally, it was that fast. It was like, she's sick. She's gone. And it was just like, you didn't have time to process it. So, you know, there was a flood of videos. And it was just a big thing on YouTube. Because, you know, you're watching this unfold. And it's very tragic and very sudden. It's very sad. There's 9 children in the midst. Just lost their mother. I mean, they didn't even have time to process that she was actually sick to where she was gone. And that's just, it's unbelievable. But anyway, so I really do believe that she was watching. I do. I just think so. And then I think she knew that Tom was searching. And she started searching. I think she figured out what kind of person Andrea was. And that was what Tom was looking for. And she made, she figured out, well, what kind of dating sites would he be on? And eHarmony is a Christian site. And so I think she probably joined every one of them. But just for shits and giggles, we'll say she just joined eHarmony. Which was a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Because that's where she found him. And he even said himself. And she said also that she was the one that messaged him. Now come on. First off, if I'm looking for somebody, I'm not going to look for somebody necessarily 12 hours away in the beginning, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess if I'm desperate and I can't find anybody else, but, you know, I would want somebody at least maybe in the 2 hour range would be far enough for me, I think, but 12, come on. Anyway, whatever. That's what she was looking for. And she's made up this profile and she's made this her out to be this wonderful person, everything that he's wanted. Because she already knows what he wants. Wolves do not go looking for other wolves. They go looking for prey. And let me tell you, I think April and Tom both are wolves. I do, and I think they found each other, and I think that's why it clashed. I think Andrea was more prey. Tom was a wolf. I don't know. Sometimes I think that Andrea was a wolf too. But anyway, let's not talk about her because she's gone. You know, she can't defend herself. Anyway, Tom and April, wolves. So April come on like freaking Wrecking Ball, man. It was like a Miley Cyrus song. I mean, she just come in and took over. Very comfortable in front of the camera. Very comfortable on YouTube, which is surprising to me because as somebody who wasn't on YouTube or didn't really watch YouTube and have anything to do with them, you're pretty comfortable in front of a damn camera. And I'm just going to tell you, if I started dating somebody tomorrow and they had an established YouTube channel, I don't know that I'd want my face in it that fast. And no, I don't think so. But then again, if I had gained from it with money, no, I'm just joking. But anyway, she didn't get the gain, he did. Anyway, so she took to it like a fish to water. I'm just going to say that. Which was odd to me. It would be like, hey, why can't we get to know each other off camera? And then we can tell people, but it didn't happen that way. So, and you know, the first, when he introduced her, you could say, oh, they were kind of giddy, like little teenagers and stuff. And you're just kind of like, eh, you know, they're not nothing. They're like middle-aged people. I mean, my God, you know, with a freaking harem of children. They've got like, you know, she's got six, well, four hers and two stepchildren. He has nine. That's like an orphanage. But most of hers are grown, so she only has two smaller ones at home. But all of his are still at home. That's just a lot of kids. I'm just going to tell you right now, there's no way in hell that I would date anybody over three children. And especially not at their age. Come on. Come on. I mean, I like kids, don't get me wrong. Kids are great. But I just don't want to be a parent to 12 kids or more. So anyway, so after the first live that they did together, and they had, you know, and they would show each other together and blah, 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 blah. She stayed a week with his mom, which, you know, come on. I mean, here's my thing. My son asked me if some strange woman that he met off the internet can come stay in my house that he don't know anything about. No, I don't think so. Or maybe she stayed in a hotel. I don't know. Stayed in a motel the first time. Second time, she stayed with her mom. His mom, not her mom. So, then she leaves and comes back and literally stays a month with her two children. Yeah. I'm going to call that's crazy. Like, who does that shit? Number one, he should have come to you the next time and visited you and seen where you live and met your family. Like, you did his. And then you could have come back and stayed, I don't think a month, because I think staying a month, especially staying with somebody's parents that you really don't know, is overstepping. That's just me. I wouldn't feel comfortable. Who the hell feels comfortable going to some strange ass place with people that you barely freaking know and staying with somebody that you don't know in their house and then, you know, coming in and out with children? No, absolutely not. And my kids would call me crazy and probably have me admitted, but anyway. So she just come on too strong and too fast, and I think it's bullshit that, you know, I know that he's a shitbag, and really she ain't much better because you just drug your kids 12 hours just to go be with some man who really don't even act like he gives a shit about you. Because I don't really think Tom gives a shit about anybody but himself. Maybe Thomas, you know, but I really think that he puts Thomas up on a pedestal, and really Asher needs to be up on it, because Asher is the one that's like, I mean, damn, you know, I don't know if Asher ever gets married and has a family, whoever marries him is going to be absolutely freaking lucky, because he is, I mean, my God, outstanding, like, and it's just too much on somebody his age, but my goodness. I really hope that when he gets old enough, that he gets the hell out of there. Yeah, and has a wonderful life. Anyway, well, I hope they all do, but, you know, I don't see Thomas ever leaving. Anyway, I just think it was just too much too soon, and now it's like people are making videos, and they're saying, you know, Tom's a shitbag, and he broke her heart, but this is, they're still in a relationship on Facebook, and he told her to go back to Idaho. No, he told her to go back to Idaho. But I don't think she'll go. And I think it's just bullshit. I think it's a way to get views. I think they'll be right back doing a live here in the next couple days. And I think they'll be right back together. And I think he'll look like he's constipated. And she'll look like a kid in a candy store. And I'm just like, man, how can you not see that he looks like he's fucking miserable? Like, he looks like he's miserable. Because she's too intense. Honey, get your shit. Save face and move your ass back to Idaho, okay? If that man wants you, he will come to Idaho and get you. If he don't, he don't want you. Mm-mm. But she ain't, I don't know. I feel like she's one of those type females, and I know a lot of those, my mother's one, that they cannot live without a man. They just can't. Cannot make it. Cannot. Have to be in a relationship. Doesn't matter whether it's shitty. Just got to be in one because that's how they validate themselves. I really feel that that is what April's like. She has to have a man to feel validated. Honey, no you don't. No you don't. You have a home. You have children. Hook your damn travel trailer up. Go buy yourself a new truck. What the hell? We're already in debt, right? And move that shit out of there. Take the kids camping. Travel cross country. Do something. Honey, but you need to find you a man 12 hours in the other direction. Go home. I wouldn't put up with it. Number one, no. It's just too much. He ain't that into you. I mean, you can tell by his body language. You can tell by the way he treats her. No. And I feel like she knows it, and she just keeps trying to pressure and push him into it. You cannot make somebody love you. Yeah, he could stay with you because he's scared you're going to boil his rabbit. Yeah, he can marry you. He ain't never going to be happy. He's going to be fucking miserable. Y'all are never going to be happy. You're not going to have that life. So whatever kind of life she had with her husband before that passed away, and it probably was a good marriage, and maybe they had happy times, that's gone. That's gone. You're not going to have that with Tim. You're not going to have that with Tom. Okay? She may find it again with somebody else, and I hope that she does. But it's just not going to be Tom. I mean, come on. Look at Tom. Really? I don't know. I don't know if Tom was, like, raised by wolves. You know, you see his mom and everything, but I'm thinking, because, you know, he has, like, a 5-year-old taste buds. Like, he wants to eat pizza and stupid stuff all the time. And I'm just like, this guy doesn't even eat like an adult. So did his mother feed him like an adult? I don't know. Really weird. Anyway, this Pam Davis woman is like bitching Tom up and down on Facebook. Got this video out saying you should never done this to April, and you know you broke, you know, her heart. Blah 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 blah. But it still shows they're in a relationship. I'm just like, you know, if April had the warning signs and she knew it, and you stay, that's your fault. That's on you. That has nothing in this world to do with him. Come on. Oh my God. It's time for them to get off the damn cross because somebody needs wood. You know what I mean? Just, it's ridiculous. Like, take your shit and go home. I mean, why didn't she just rent a damn place? Why didn't you just rent a fucking trailer or house or something in Moorcroft? Because there are places to rent, because, you know, I look because I'm nosy. So she could have just done that. I would just rent it, you know, month to month. That way I could have got my ass out of there. I wouldn't have stayed in the beginning. That's just me. I would not have moved 12 hours away to be with some man with 9 kids I just met on E freaking Harmony. And I would say 90% of you out there would feel the same way. We wouldn't do it. Mm-mm. But I just think it's crazy. And it's whole saga. And so, every Thursday he does a live going to the grocery store, pizza night. And this Thursday, there was no video. And it was said that it was not a good time. And so, you know, everybody's wondering, like, somebody's sick, somebody hurt, what's happened? Because he just did a live the night before of his new love sack couch that he got, which, hey, I'm glad they got a new couch. They needed it, absolutely. It's a bigger couch. They absolutely needed that. I don't know why in the hell, because if you look at his house and you look at his yard, they have a super huge freaking yard, okay? So actually, you could, if you want to stay in the house, okay, I get it, it's paid for. You could extend the damn house, build onto it, build some damn rooms onto your damn house, make the damn thing bigger. Okay, it was probably big enough when everybody was little, but now that everybody's almost grown, it's time to build on. Yeah, that's just my thing. He can make that damn living room bigger. I think that's the smallest fucking living room I've ever seen in my life. Like, seriously, that needs to be just the kitchen and the dining room. Literally. Like, where the couch is needs to be a dining room and the kitchen. Well, you know, because there's no room to move. And then he could build on and build a big family room. I don't know why he don't do that. It would be cheaper. But who knows? Anyway, maybe one day he'll be all alone in the house. And when the kids grow up 20, 30 years from now. But I just think so. But glad they got a new couch. Absolutely was much needed. The other one was absolutely worn out. It just was. I don't know if it was ever pretty. I wouldn't have never probably chose that color. But maybe that was the only color that they could have ever got it in, the old one. I don't know, really. I thought it was green. Maybe it was a different color. Maybe it shows up different on camera. But this one seems like it, they can, you know, rearrange it or fix it. I don't know how long it'll last because I've only seen these on commercials on TV. But it does seem pretty cool. Kind of expensive. But hey, you know, he's got the money. I mean, he got like, what, $80,000 in GoFundMe? Hello. Which I don't know why he can't sink some of that money into buying Andrea headstone. It's been over a year now. I think he could put anything, something in there at this point in time. Come on. Just so the kids have a place to go and say it, you know, put, you know, write something on it. Put her picture on it so the kids can go there and look at it and put flowers. I mean, come on. Seriously. Anyway, that's my vent for today. And I just want to know if anybody else ever watches these people. Do you watch Tom Mills on YouTube? Are you following along with the saga? If you are, come on. Let's gossip together. Because I feel like I read all these comments and you can text and stuff back, but damn, you just want to talk about it. You know what I mean? I do. Anyway, that's just a nosy person in me. Anyway, so hit back at me. It is Saturday, September, what is today? 26? Yeah, 2020. It's almost October, guys.